T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thursday edition of Fesco in the Morning, along with Bob Fesco, Ryan Witkowski. I'm Josh Klingler. It is a thirsty Thursday, part of Christmas in July, and that means you're going to win.
We're drinking all morning instead of just at 9:30.
It wouldn't be bad idea.
Yeah, bad started idea. In the parking lot.
Might as well get going right now.
Tailgate right away.
Pop a couple, Ryan.
What it means is you, the listener, is going to have an opportunity to get your drink on all day long, each and every segment. You're going to have the opportunity to win from Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore, the Ainsworth, Ryan the Plaza. Yep, gift cards from all three of those, part of Thirsty Thursday, each and every segment, each and every show, throughout the day today here on 610 Sports Radio, to get your drink on. ESPYs last night.
Should probably let the people know, too. You have to wait till the sleigh bells.
Oh, yeah, sleigh bells. I'm sorry.
The sleigh bells are the sound.
Sorry. Once you hear that,
Thursday, we figure everybody knows how to win now.
Well, yeah, sorry, people bad. Tune in and tune out, Josh. Yeah, they don't know.
Sleigh bells equal dial the phone, caller 25.
You know how people tune in and tune out? I got a message from somebody last night. I haven't listened to you all week, but I know you said this. Okay, you're worthy of a response. Thank you very much.
So this segment, Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore, $25. To caller 25 the next time you hear the sleigh bells. There we go.
There it is. All right.
I said yesterday I wasn't sure it was going to be Tracy Morgan's like element, and I think I was right.
Yeah, he was all right. He wasn't
awkward though, right?
Oh, yeah, but like I think a lot of it has to do with the audience.
The audience
though.
Was super awkward.
Yeah, the audience was really bad.
They
man.
Were they on delay? They were the ones sitting right there.
Right.
And he'd have a joke, and there'd be like a blank stare at him. Well, I mean, it was like so. Just
the audience sucked.
It was so
just call
odd.
It what it is. The audience was really bad last night. I did something a few weeks ago where I had a bad audience for a big event, and it gets awkward. Like when the audience doesn't participate when they're supposed to participate, you know?
I'll give him that.
And so it's very tough. I kind of understood with Tracy Morgan. I thought he was pretty funny, you know? I thought some of his jokes were really good. Like he kept making fun of Lawrence Taylor. I thought that was good.
As if they didn't know that he was hit by a Walmart truck
right.
and got a huge settlement. And
right, yeah.
That whole thing. Like the whole audience is like, yeah, I haven't seen Tracy Morgan in a while. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
It was like in a serious car accident where he nearly died.
Right.
And somebody did die.
Yes.
And he got a big settlement out of it.
Right.
And was recently in a car accident
again.
And
yeah.
So he made light of that. It was a whole series of jokes of that. And the whole place was like,
they don't know.
I was like, oh, okay. Tough crowd.
Well, I don't think it was a tough crowd. I just don't think it was a good crowd.
I thought
it was just a crowd that just didn't understand whether they were. Or
Gronk joke a little bit later, and every time something's mentioned about Gronk, it feels like the elevator, you know, takes a while for the joke to land.
Yeah, especially for Gronk.
And
yeah.
He's like, "Bleh."
His reaction was really good.
Or no, I guess
right?
It was the guy that said, you know, Gronk asked me to fix his computer. Or
right, yeah, yeah.
And they go to Gronk. Right. The whole thing was just really awkward.
That's
so,
what it was.
Anyway.
Yeah, the actor who said, yeah, and Gronk asked me to fix his computer, and Gronk's like, I did?
Like, cut to him, he's like, Gronk loves computer.
The awkward cutting to the guys in the audience with the dirt look on their faces like throughout the night was really bad.
My favorite portion of camera work for the cutting to the audience awkwardly was when everyone was giving the standing ovation for the young lady who had won the Pat Tillman Award.
Correct.
And they cut to the audience, and I don't know how they found the one lady who was sitting down during the standing ovation.
Yeah.
But they cut to her and cut away really quick.
Really fast. There was another one, too. I think when she was walking up, they showed her walking up the aisle. And there was a guy sitting to her right, and he was like on
checking
his phone.
There was a lot of phone checking going on during that.
Like people weren't paying attention, man. Like I love the ESPYs. I really do. I think it's a great event.
Hey, it's 3 hours.
It is a long time.
Okay,
sure. You got to get your tweets.
Who pays attention anymore for 3 hours? to anything.
No, nobody. People complain games are too long and they're 3 hours.
Go to a go to a meeting in your office.
Right.
There's a phone out. Mm-hmm. They're go anywhere. Kids in classrooms, right?
Yeah.
Whatever. There's very short attention span. And when your phone's probably buzzing because you're a celebrity or an athlete and somebody saw you, it's the same. They saw you on television.
Right.
Hey, looking good, whatever. There's way too much going on for somebody to pay attention for 3 hours. And then, but you feel like there's like three segments that everybody should be locked in.
Right? Arthur Ashe.
The Pat Tillman Award, Pat the Jimmy Tillman. V Award, and the Arthur Ashe Award.
Yes.
Like, just lock it in.
Yeah. Don't go anywhere.
Don't look, pay attention to the stage. Don't look away. Don't do anything.
Right.
That should be the rule.
That absolutely should be.
If you want to be looking away when somebody's doing, you know, best play or whatever, that's fine.
Right.
Do that. But the three main ones, lock in.
And then at the end when they're honoring the U.S. women's soccer team with Team of the Year, you pay attention for that too, you know?
Maybe.
You know,
I can see how some of these guys are like, all right, enough. I've seen these.
It's done
forever.
Today, though. Done today.
And then Tracy Morgan's like, pay him. Good night.
Yeah.
And they, you know, signed off at the appropriate time. Also, I haven't fully consumed this one in a few years. So have they been as scripted in the last few years?
I thought this year was very scripted. I even remarked to Jen about that.
Every single award winner.
Everything is scripted.
Was reading off a teleprompter.
Yep.
Was reading their prepared statement.
So did they know that they were going to win before? They must
clearly
have, or did they ask all the nominees to send in a prepared statement beforehand in case you do win the ESPY? But I thought the same thing. I said to Jen last night, I go, and I think it was Mahomes and Goff when they were accepting the award for Game of the Year, and they're clearly reading it, and Mahomes stumbled over the script, and I said, why is everything scripted? Like, did they know ahead of time that they were all going to win? And all the good TV shows are scripted. I mean, I've said it for years about the NFL being scripted. Everything that is good on TV is
shows,
scripted. And it moves it along.
It does.
You know,
so
it really does.
I didn't know if this was the first year they did
it
that or not.
It felt like, for me, it was the first year. It was like the first year that I really noticed it being scripted. And it kind of keeps you, you know, in the lane of the three-hour window so you can get to your late local news and people aren't going off on tangents and things of that nature. And really also probably a little bit to control the message, Josh, if you know, with the climate that we are in right now, I think a little bit probably to control the message as well with all the flack that ESPN has gotten over the last couple of years. So I think this was, you know, probably the first year that I remember and seemingly it felt like the entire program was scripted and the entire, reception of the award stuff was scripted. I would have rather have seen genuine reaction out of the folks who won those awards as opposed to knowing that they were going to win those awards because they had to make those, you know, prepared statements and whatnot. But again, it's a TV show and everything on TV is scripted. Everything that is great on TV has a script that is followed. So I totally understand it. And I think for the sake of time, they did it that way because how many of these award shows spill over to, you know, after 3 hours and you're at 3:30 and the local news is pushed back and then the Seinfeld rerun doesn't get shown. And that's a big
deal.
True.
It ends up being in trouble. But I thought their main pieces, they do just very, very well.
Yeah.
At the ESPYs, the Tillman Award winner, Kirstie Ennis, a really inspirational story.
What a great story.
A former military member lost a leg from the knee down. And went through, obviously, depression and all kinds of things. And then has found a new calling, which is like mountain climbing, essentially.
Right.
And she's trying to climb the highest peaks in each continent. And
as
a fighter and, you know, trying to be an inspirational force, raise money as well. Mm-hmm. And doing all kinds of things. That was an awesome story. Rob Mendez, the Jimmy V Award winner.
Oh, my goodness.
Football coach.
No arms, no legs.
No arms, no legs. Never played football.
Yeah.
Just love sports.
Mm-hmm.
And found a way to be involved in sports and is a high school JV coach out in California and aspires to move higher and higher and really, really awesome story.
It really
right?
was cool, man, to see the way that, like, this guy's got no arms and no legs. He's essentially a torso, and he is a football coach. And you look at him and you go, man, if he can get out there and do that and be a football coach – and have all of these things going against him, there's no reason you have to sit around and say, I can't, because this guy goes, screw that, I can. And he's doing it, they went 8-2 last year, and he's changing lives.
Yeah, and he admitted it was a hard time for him getting hired.
Yeah, sure.
And people believing that he knew as much about football and could coach, and despite his, you know, his disability and everything, just a really, really inspirational story. And then Bill Russell, who... Like, if you could sit down, that would be a guy I'd want to sit down to dinner with.
Yeah, sure.
He's just super cool, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But his entire life, not just his playing career, but his really during and then post-playing career and his fights for civil rights.
Right. I mean, that stuff that Samuel L. Jackson read was very, very, like, when they introduced that segment, they said, it's going to be very difficult for you to hear this. Parental discretion is advised. I'm like, what are they going to talk about here, mm-hmm. you know? And then they rolled into everything that was being said to Bill Russell when he was playing against the St. Louis Hawks at the Kiel Center over in St. Louis about all the racial epithets that were being thrown his way at that game. And I sat there with my mouth open going, oh, my God, I can't believe, I don't want to believe, I guess, is that people were that bigoted and racist back in the day and were saying those things to Bill Russell. Like, what kind of planet were people on back then, Josh? Like, the words that they were using and the phrases that they were saying, you wouldn't kiss your mother with that mouth from what those folks over in St. Louis were saying to him at that game. So I mean, it was just heart-wrenching.
So it was a really awesome kind of retrospective of his, again, playing career through post-playing career. And I guess he's not in great health.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
I guess I realized at the NBA Finals, because remember somebody, I think it was Steph maybe, came and run off the court, and he was sitting
that's
in a wheelchair
right.
in
yeah.
the in the
that's right.
in the off the court. And I'm like, oh, that's – uh-oh. Well, he didn't get up and speak last night. He was up in a upper deck suite,
right,
essentially, and kind of waved the crowd and was honored or whatever, but did not speak. So I'm like, oh boy,
he may
not be in the greatest of health, but it was really cool to see what they'd put together for that. So I think what ESPN does in that department, like the feature portion mm-hmm. of the ESPYs, is some of the best stuff they do.
It really is great. It goes along with the E60s and the outside the lines and all of that kind of stuff that they do. You know, from that standpoint, like ESPN gets such a bad rap because they've got, you know, Stephen A. Smith screaming on there and Skip Bayless, you know, those guys back in the
definitely
day.
Definitely not Stuart
no,
Scott.
No, not Stuart Scott, no. But
they love him in their category,
but there
right?
were a lot of people yeah. talking about him last year. You realize it's been 5 years since he won the award and passed? I mean, my goodness. So there was a lot of discussion of him last night. But you look at all the, you know, the screaming heads that ESPN has had over the years. And they're the ones that, you know, get all the talk and everybody, you know, mentions them and thinks about them. You forget about the really good stuff that ESPN does. And that's why I enjoy the ESPY so much, because it's just a great show. And, you know, it was really cool to see everything last night from Patrick Mahomes on the red carpet with the shoes to, you know, the U.S. women's soccer team getting their award last night to, you know, Alex Morgan. I thought one of the best moments of the night was Alex Morgan thanking ESPN for picking up the NWSL, the National Women's mm-hmm. Soccer League, because as we've heard over the last couple of weeks now, the pay gap that is between the men and the women in professional sports is large. And my response is, where are the television networks stepping up and paying the money? And ESPN has made a nice commitment now to the National Women's Soccer League. And I thought that was really cool that she thanked them. I also thought it was really cool to watch my 9-year-old daughter watch that. And she goes, that's Alexandra Patricia Morgan. I know her entire name. I'm like, wow, these girls really have had
Alexandra
an impact.
Alexandra Patricia
yeah.
Morgan?
She goes, I bet you didn't know that. I said, no, I didn't. And you could see right there the impact that Alex Morgan has had on a 9-year-old girl. And I think that is just so awesome and so cool, because when I was 9, you know, my idols were Lawrence Taylor and guys like that.
You're like Tracy Morgan.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, but now my daughter has somebody that she can legit have as an idol. And I just thought that little moment was cool for me as a dad.
And I recommend to do it the way I did. We got home after a kids' baseball game and watched it. We did not. And watched it an hour behind, so you could fast forward through all the commercials.
Yeah, all the commercials. Yes, that's the way to do it.
Caught up about.
Pretty smart.
Caught up late, didn't have to watch.
Probably the way to do a lot of everything.
Well, you know? Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
610sports.com with the podcast.
You can skip the portions you don't like. There you
that's
go.
Right.
Paul in Grandview, your winner. He takes home $25 to Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore. Another opportunity for you to win. Coming up in our next segment, Thirsty Thursday, part of Christmas in July. And apparently, he, too, is still on the fence. Next.
Fesco in the morning.
Christmas in July continues. It's a Thirsty Thursday. The next time you hear the sleigh bells, be caller 25 to 913-576-7610. You're going to win $25 to the Ainsworth. on a Thirsty Thursday. Each and every segment, each and every show, all day long, you'll be able to get your drink on.
And we're going to get our drink on at 9:30 today here, right?
I mean, I was going to. I don't know if you're planning on doing it.
I might as well.
Win in Rome, I guess.
Kind of par for the course at 9:30 on a Thursday, right?
On the fence, maybe, is a former chief. Maybe he's not like some of you when it comes to, you think the Chiefs could be a Super Bowl contender this year.
I think they are a Super Bowl contender this year. I think anything short of a Super Bowl is a failed season.
Well, I do too, but there are still some questions, are there not? Are you just penciling it back into the Super Bowl and you made our hotel reservations and all that crap again?
I'm not going to lie. I've already booked flights to
Miami.
Yeah,
I'm sure you have.
Well, they were cheap. Southwest had a sale.
Will Shields, the former chief, appearing on Good Morning Football, can they win it all this year?
Well, we always hope they can get to the Super Bowl this year. I think it's going to be a little transition. Because they are changing defenses.
Yep. They're
putting in a whole new scheme, different things. Instead of worried about the 50 touchdowns, we just need 45.
You just need
enough to get there, and you need a good defense enough to hold them out so that you can get there.
Yeah.
I think the offense had the power to get there last year, but we need a little extra help on the other side. So even if you have to give up some on one side to get to the other, I think this is a year that, you know, you might be able to push the envelope and get to that next
level.
I mean, I was one of those guys sitting up there in the stands going, oh, one play, we're going to the Super Bowl, and then the next play, oh, we're not going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's a year of seasoning and growing as a team, and hopefully they can learn from it, and, you know, we're hoping to be able to go down and visit them in Miami.
A year of seasoning.
What kind of seasoning do they use? Dill?
It's probably like a Lowry's, like a seasonal.
I always use just the Lowry's.
The Lowry's. Yeah. My wife ordered something from Pampered Chef called like exceptional dill. I'm like, why did you spend $10 on dill?
Well, it's exceptional.
I guess. But I mean, like,
she didn't just spend it on
dill.
Would
you consider it exceptional, or is it just normal dill?
I haven't tried it yet. It's just sitting on the counter. It's been sitting there. Like, you can buy a little thing for dill for 99
cents. What are you
going to
do, like make some fish or something?
I like dill. I like fresh dill, but I mean,
what do you dill?
You dill cucumbers. Like, if you make a cucumber salad, you dill that. You dill salmon.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're going to have to eat a lot of cucumbers and fish.
Yeah. You dilly bar.
You dilly bar. That's a good one. That's very good. That's a good point.
Love me a good dilly bar.
Yeah, and I think you could dill chicken if you wanted to a little bit. But, you know, I mean, if you're trying to use all this dill, I've got all this dill. What the hell do I do with all this dill?
Like a crazy dill salesman.
Ryan and I were having a discussion.
How am I going to get rid of all this dill?
The other day, Ryan's a big seasoner. I didn't realize you were such a big seasoner.
Oh, yeah. I buy in bulk.
You do?
I do, yeah.
Like what?
Like the powders, like onion and garlic powder.
You do
pepper.
A lot of onion powder? See, I don't do a lot of onion powder.
Well,
but
I mean, I like to make my own rubs for like barbecue.
I got you. But I find garlic salt to be exceptional.
Buying in bulk, and you did the...
It's a large
package.
As if
like it was like a package of flour.
Yeah.
You know, that
it
size.
Is. It's like a one-pound package of garlic.
I buy the little...
The little tiny things?
The little ones for like a buck a piece. Right? Like,
step your game.
You got to buy it in bulk.
No, you do got to buy it in bulk. I do buy the garlic salt from Costco in bulk because I use garlic salt on everything. It takes care of the garlic and it takes care of the salt. It's one thing.
Not a garlic salt guy. I'll go garlic powder. I'll add my own salt. Thank you very much.
That's fine.
I got the big bottle of Lowry's and I'm good.
There's nothing better for me than garlic salt on a piece of cheese pizza. So, man, I think it tastes so good on there.
That's a good call.
Try that. Try that at home. So
garlic salt's hard to not oversalt.
Though. Oversalt. We got to sprinkle it lightly.
I mean, I know it's really good, but it's like it's really good.
It's really good. Yeah. So,
I just like my
garlic
own
salt
personal
and
ratio.
Popcorn is really good too.
I can't moderate that.
No, you just lightly salt the top of stuff, and then you mix it all. It's fine. But I get what you're saying. You like to make your own. That's fine. I'm lazy.
Now that everybody's salty. I think Will's kind of in the camp of a lot of people.
No, I think he's right.
There's a bunch of confidence. We hope that Mahomes doesn't have to throw for 50.
Yeah.
And we don't know, but on paper, I like the overhaul defensively, but I need to see it in action.
Yeah, I do too. And I think you're not the only one. I've heard from people around the organization who have said the same thing. They're like, well, we're really good offensively, but defensively, we don't know. Nobody really knows what it's going to be. Until they go out there on the field, you expect Frank Clark to be really, really good. You expect Tyrann Mathieu to be really, really good for you. You expect Steve Spagnuolo and the new defensive staff to really, you know, bring out the best in everybody. From what I'm hearing, the defensive line coach that these guys have is a rock star, and people are excited about him, and he's pushing guys, and he's making guys better in OTAs. And this defensive line coach that they brought in is, like, running gassers with the guys in practice and things like that. So, like, all the pieces are there. Everything you want is there.
You can make guys run gassers?
Allegedly. Yeah, sprints, whatever you want to call them, right? You can make them do their exercises and their calisthenics.
That's the only way you can do it is if you do it with
right,
them
so
now.
Right, so the defensive line coach he's out there doing all that kind of stuff with these guys. So, like they really like all the pieces that they have in place, but you got to go out there and do it, Josh. And that's the thing. There's still that, you know, I feel really good about where we are defensively, but, you know, we still need to go out there and see, you know, what this team is going to do on Sunday afternoons or Sunday nights or whenever the Chiefs are playing now, most likely on Sunday nights. So, yeah, there's still question marks with the defense. But after the first month of the season, if you see this defense is playing really good and doing better than they did, you know, a year ago, then you're going to feel really comfortable. I think by October we'll kind of have a feeling for what we really think this football team is going to be, and I still think it's a Super Bowl team.
Don't you mean first preseason game?
First preseason game, that's correct, which is a month from yesterday or something like that, right?
Training camp coming up, of course, at the end of the month, just a couple weeks out from that. This is kind of the dead period in the NFL.
Sure.
Optimism at all that we're going to see something with Chris Jones?
No, none. No optimism at all right now with Chris Jones. I mean, they are at a stalemate, and it really hasn't, you know, gotten any different than where it was about a month ago when I first said that the Chiefs were willing to give him about $45 million in guaranteed money and he wanted $65 million in guaranteed money. That is a stalemate that, for whatever reason, they're not going to be able to get past. And the reason is it's $20 million that they're not going to get past.
Chris, that's the reason. You don't have to say for whatever.
Right.
That's the reason.
But Chris Jones and his camp feel like he should be paid like Aaron Donald, and the Chiefs are looking at it and they're going, well, you haven't done what Aaron Donald has done, so you don't deserve to be paid what Aaron Donald is willing to be paid. The Chiefs are willing to pay Chris Jones a contract value of $52.5 million over 3 years, and they're willing to guarantee $45 million of that. That's almost all of it guaranteed, Josh. And, you know, if they were $7 or $8 million apart with money, the Chiefs would find a way to get enough bonuses and structure that contract the proper way to get Chris Jones that $7 or $8 extra million that they were apart. But when you're $20 million apart, there's no bonus structure that you can come up with in the world that's going to get you there. And Chris Jones's camp isn't willing to budge, and the Chiefs aren't willing to budge because they don't have to budge. And he can play this year on $1.5 million. They can franchise him next year. They can franchise him the following year at $17 to $18 million per year and save a boatload of cash. Like, the one thing I will tell you right now is that the Chiefs' number one goal in that front office, obviously besides winning a Super Bowl, is to not get into salary cap hell like they have been over the past decade or so. So they're not going to spend money that is unnecessary to spend. And so what they have and they believe and they view is a player in Chris Jones that they essentially do have under control for the next 3 years. They're willing to pay him extra money, but if they want to franchise him for the next couple of years, he's going to make $17 million and $17 million. That's what, $36 million roughly in there when you factor in inflation and how much the franchise fee may go up. So over the next 3 years, with the two franchise tags and the $1.5 million he's making this year, he'll make roughly $38 million, if you will. If he takes the contract that they're offering him, he'll make $45 million in guaranteed money over the next 3 years. So do what you want, Chris. I mean, the ball's kind of in your court, but the Chiefs aren't going anywhere near that $60 million figure because Chris Jones, quite honestly, hasn't earned that yet.
Keith in Overland Park, winner of $25 to the Ainsworth. Another opportunity coming up in our next segment on a Thirsty Thursday and Christmas in July. 69306. We will shout it out on the Protein House Eat With a Purpose text line in just a couple of minutes. And do we really need this? Next.
Fesco in the morning.
Your chance to win on a Thirsty Thursday, part of Christmas in July, giving you stuff all week long, each and every segment. Next time you hear the sleigh bells, caller 25 to 913-576-7610 is going to get $25 to the Ainsworth just for listening.
I like that. There you go. 69306
on the Protein House Eat With A Purpose text line. We will shout it out coming up in just a couple of minutes. Anything you'd like to riff on, 69306. Everything old is new again. There's no such thing as a new idea in Hollywood. I get it. We do like recycled television and movies. It works.
Sure,
it's a formula that is tried and true.
Well, I don't know when it started really working with all the reboots of TV shows.
When they officially ran out of ideas? I'm not sure when that was.
There are no ideas anymore that are new out there, right? I mean, like, even LeBron is going out to L.A. to be a Laker, and his idea is, oh, Space Jam 2? I mean, like, that's already been done. Like, come up with something else, man.
I don't know if that was LeBron's idea.
Of course it was LeBron's idea. He's got his own production house, man. That's all him.
And his Jordan playbook.
Exactly. He wants to be MJ so bad, right?
So there's another one that could possibly be coming.
Oh, boy. What do we got coming?
John Morosi, MLB Network, reports. I don't know if you're reporting. He tweeted.
Right.
David S. Ward. You might not know that name.
David S. Ward?
David S. Ward.
I don't. What does the S stand for?
I don't know.
I think it's David Sword.
Oh, Sword? Yes. Okay.
Could be. Could be.
Or David's Ward?
There is a period there. Writer, director of the now 30-year-old Major League told us on MLB Network Radio that, quote, the script is written for another installment in the Major League franchise.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Waiting on the production / financing.
Oh.
Stay tuned.
I mean, just that. I mean, you just need a production house and money to
weren't
do
they,
this,
weren't
right?
Weren't they in the minors in the third
well,
one?
Well, it was Major League, which was great. Yeah. Major League 2, which was meh. Major League 3, blue. And now we're going to have, unless it's about the Royals, I don't necessarily want to see
a Major
League
change the
war.
Team.
Why not, man? Why not say, hey, we had another team that went from worst to first and won a championship and do a real-life story on the Kansas City Royals?
Dorn really can't bend over and pick up a baseball. That's why.
Yeah. Who's going to be in this
thing? I don't know.
Chuck Sheen going to be rolling around?
Again, it was the buzz in Major League back to the minors, so we could possibly switch up a team there.
Well, maybe. So, I mean, I don't know.
I honestly don't. I've never seen that movie.
I haven't seen the third one.
No, I don't think I did either. Was the third one the one with the duh as the catcher, or was that the second one?
That was the second one. Rube?
Yeah,
with Rube.
Yeah. I like the whatever that catalog was, the Victoria's Secret catalog he was reading. Yeah. You know? Yeah, so
the Fredericks of Hollywood, maybe.
Maybe.
Is that still a thing?
Fredericks of Hollywood?
I'm sure.
FOH? Yeah, I think it's still out there.
I may have made it an acronym.
Of course. Yeah. I acronym everything.
That would
man. RW. BRW, Brother Ryan Wilkowski.
That would
a little GS on the pizza.
I'm
going to
go.
Garlic
I'm not going to fact check that one. I'm going to guess since he went FOH that it's still in business. But yes, another installment of Major League. I mean,
well,
just
what could possibly get you to watch that
just
movie?
Just needs some money.
Nostalgia?
He's got it.
But
this
not
feels
nostalgia.
Like a straight to Netflix.
Fredericks is certainly a thing.
But it's gotten progressively worse as it went along, right, guys? I
got
mean,
some
like
good
the
sales going on.
The
right
second
now.
One was not as good as the first, right. And the third one nobody saw, so why am I going to watch the fourth one? Like, what's the hook here to get me to watch this thing?
20%
you know?
Off just for giving them my email.
No, you got to do that. The first time you go to a website, you sign up for all of those, you get 20% off, never go again. It's
this
fantastic.
Is a lovely way to phrase this, too. There's two boxes you can click. Take 20% off, or no, I want to pay full price.
All of them do that now, yeah. But most of the sites you go to, if you're buying clothes or something on there, they'll give you that first opportunity.
Would you like 20% off, or would you click the no, I'm a complete moron box?
Yeah, click that. Well, some people are afraid to give out their
it
email
It could be
address.
An idiot test.
Why?
Why? Because there's a lot of dumb people out there that think, you know, the fake banks are going to send them things, and they're going to get, you know, roped into sending money to France for a prince.
Well, that's fair. There's a lot of idiots out there, I guess.
I freed a couple.
I mean, yeah, my parents will call me all the time. I got a notice from your bank that says this. I'm like, first of all, my bank has no idea that you're related to me, nor would they have your email address. So this stuff, man, I totally get it, man. The elderly sit around, they get these emails, and oh, remember when Jerry's grandma went to the bank because he was cashing all those checks and she was withdrawn? That's come now
so
via
So you think
email.
It's the elderly who aren't giving out their email address to Fredericks of Hollywood?
Well, to
I
anybody.
I make sure we're clear on this.
I mean, who knows? Maybe they have an octogenarian line. I don't know. It would be, you know, what do they call the elderly? What's the proper term? Geriatric line or something like that, right?
Like elderly is fine. Yeah.
So maybe not to Fredericks of Hollywood, but just in general, I think people that are in the older generations are scared to give out their email address because they think it's an invasion of privacy. It's an email, for God's sakes.
Let's shout it out, shall we?
I feel like we've gotten there.
Yeah.
I feel like we've definitely
we've already gotten there, huh?
707, would you rather have edible spaghetti hair that regrows or sweat maple syrup?
Edible spaghetti hair that regrows.
I'm not eating that, though.
Well, you can gnaw all day and be good. Never hungry. What do I want maple syrup running down my head for?
None of those are preferable. So yeah, I guess the spaghetti hair. But none, I'd have more hair that way.
I would say none of us would ever go bald, and you would always have a snack.
Put some of that Marinelli sauce on
there. Oh, that Rod Marinelli. We're having Jasper
tomorrow,
right?
Have you had the chicken Marinelli from Jasper's?
I will ask him about it. But the Rod Marinelli is one of his top sellers.
Someone besmirching the name of Dan Dan. That's not nice.
Wow.
217 says you dill sunflower seeds.
Oh, okay. But dill pickle is different than, like, dill the spice. You know what I'm saying?
Apparently yogurt chicken with dill is also.
Yeah, that's tzatziki dip.
417 says the blue parquet squeeze butter is good on pizza.
No, I'm not putting butter on my pizza. I'm sorry. I'm just not doing that.
The blue butter, no.
No, parquet.
Butter.
Parquet.
Butter. Everything in a Mexican restaurant is basically a taco, says 913. Example, tostada is a flat taco or a burrito is a soft taco.
The brilliance of it.
It is, man.
Talking about repackaging.
I mean, not like the tamale. The chili relleno.
No. Nope.
Those are delicious.
Yeah. Or the poblano pepper.
Yeah, or carnitas.
Carnitas are not. Yeah.
Fajitas are not a taco.
Definitely not a taco.
I love me a good plate of fajitas.
Oh, man.
913, when it comes to...
How come you said carnitas and then you said fajitas? Why didn't you, like, stick with it?
My bad. I apologize. I realized I needed to add some accento to it. 913 says, when it comes to bacon grease, fry me a river.
A lot of
food right off the jump.
I do like that.
816, did you hear about the truck driver that was going to retire?
No.
Well, he couldn't, so he just semi-retired. Because it's a semi. He's a driver.
Got it.
How the heck are you supposed to get butter on the bottom popcorn at the movie theater?
You put it
in a straw.
The alleyway that goes down.
Kling knows this.
You put it in a straw.
Seriously?
You take the straw. You put it right down the middle of the...
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
Yeah.
Really?
Put it right down in the middle of your popcorn.
And you pump the straw.
And then you...
Butter through the straw.
Pump the butter through the straw. Either that or the real play. This is my play always. Is you get the big tub that you can go get the refill. You go butter the top. You eat half the popcorn. You go back. You butter the bottom. You get it refilled back to the top. You butter the top, and you go back and watch the movie.
Do you touch the straw to the bottom of the bin that the popcorn is in, or do you leave it up a little bit so you can get the butter to ooze out? Because you don't want the butter to blow up like Old Faithful.
It's not going to be a geyser of butter. I think we're good.
We're good.
I think we're good. Who's got some fried chicken skin that I can borrow for a while? Ooh. That's the 913.
What?
Oh, wow.
For a while.
Let's see. 620 wants to know who farted. It's probably me.
That guy up in Liberty was arrested, right? You're hiding from the cops. Don't blow ass, man. They're going to find you.
It's true. 816 asks, what's your favorite Jolly Rancher candy?
Red. Watermelon. The watermelon red one. I like that.
I don't like the green apple.
Oh, really? It's sour for me. I love the watermelon one.
Grape? I like grape. I wish grapes actually tasted like grape, like candy flavor.
Have you had the cotton candy grapes, though?
I have. They're delicious. Well, I sampled a couple at Hy-Vee unbeknownst to Hy-Vee.
Yeah, when they go on sale, I'll buy them. $5.99 a pound is out there, man.
I don't need that going on in my life.
It's a lot for grapes.
Kind of hesitated through that admission there.
Yeah, well, it's fine. I don't want them to catch me next time I walk into Hy-Vee. And
there's the grape stealer.
Right.
Grape thief.
You steal from the Brock's bin, too?
You're a Brock's thief.
I thought those were... Like, just try me.
No, you can buy two for a quarter or something like that. Stick your quarter in.
I thought
take
all
your
of
two.
The wrapped candy in that bin was just
no,
up
it's not
for grabs.
Free. It is not.
What?
Yeah, don't be biting the zucchini. I've seen you in there taking hunks of zucchini.
I've been operating for 37 years under the assumption that the wrapped.
Don't you lick candy. That ice cream, Ryan.
I don't. That's.
Are you the ice cream licker?
No, those people need to be locked up.
They
throw
do.
Away the key.
Yeah. Okay, so you're on board with me on that one. Those people should be jailed.
I don't want to have to fear opening up a tub of Bluebell. We already went through that
but,
once.
Right, yeah, but somebody showed an ice cream case somewhere that was locked up and said, if you want ice cream, see the manager. Yeah. That's what it's come to in this country now.
Security guards at the area of that store.
Stuff's gotten real, man.
In Texas.
Yeah.
Stuff got real.
That town, they're guarding them with security people.
Yeah. One more for you. 816 wants to know what's your favorite cheap beer.
Cheap beer?
Miller High Life, 100%. It's the champagne of beers. Bob hasn't cheap beer in so long.
No, I'm just...
Kling's going to go Natterday, by the way.
Not my favorite, but I mean,
probably like a Miller Lite.
I like a PBR.
Yeah. You like it because it doesn't have GHT in Miller Lite?
No, I like it because I could drink like 25 of them in one sitting and all right, I feel fine.
Yeah. O'Doul's. I can pound those all day.
I bet you could, man.
Matt in Warrensburg.
Your decaf coffee and your caffeine-free Diet Coke. You're having a hell of a day.
Matt, the latest to win on a Thirsty Thursday. You'll have another opportunity coming up in our next segment, part of Christmas in July.
And your light cigarettes.
That is shouted out for today. Our key play coming up and what the internet was freaking out about yesterday. Next.
Fesco in the morning.
Thirsty Thursday, part of Christmas in July, all week long right here on 610 Sports Radio. Every segment, every show, you're going to have an opportunity to win on a Thirsty Thursday. The next time you hear the sleigh bells, caller 25 to 913-576-7610. You're going to get $25 to Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore.
This is from the album Winter with Juanita.
I was going to say, this is like a psychedelic Christmas album. Like, I could see people dancing with their arms out, like, shaking them like zombies or something.
My grandma's name was Juanita.
Really?
It was.
My wife's friend in North
Rest
Carolina
in peace,
was Juanita Cockman. And she married
No, it wasn't. 100%. Her name was not Juanita Cockman.
I was at her wedding in Las Vegas, and she married a guy with the last name Lotta.
Juanita Lotta? Did she hyphenate?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
No, she did not.
Her name was Juanita Lotta Cockman.
I don't believe that.
You are making that up.
I'll pull it up on my Facebook page right now.
Oh, I don't think goodness, you can't Google Lotta Cockman. That's not good for your computer. Your computer's in a tenuous spot already. See, she's not. She's Juanita Cockman Lotta. See, it's totally different.
Her name is Juanita Cockman. They worked for the Charlotte Bobcats together.
How much? Lotta.
Lotta. So now she's Juanita Cockman Lotta.
Time for the key play brought to you by Broadway Deli, the official deli of 610 Sports Radio and the Crossroads, open for breakfast and lunch. And they'll cater as well your needs for breakfast or lunch. Check them out, Broadway Deli, the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. Pat Mahomes getting the ESPY last night for best NFL player. It didn't happen during the 3 hour on ABC. It happened on the red carpet.
The red carpet was happened to be
thank
watching.
You. Look at that.
That is awesome.
You know, is I was awesome. Gonna say I have the envelope here, but we couldn't wait because that's some real hardware.
Oh well, I didn't even
best NFL player.
I didn't even know. That's amazing. thank you. I appreciate that.
See, we're fun. Come hang out with us. You get trophies.
Yeah, I gotta stay with y'all. Y'all staying in the shade. Y'all got the air conditioning
coming in.
In and out trophies. I need to be here more often.
So. He's thinking he's going to be honored as part of the show. I think everybody was. So they're like, here you go.
Yeah, because he wasn't going to be honored. That should have been our thought that he was not going to get best male athlete right there.
So they apparently were going to cut that portion of the show, and they let him know on the red carpet. Yeah. Oh, wait, here you go. Handing him the award. He's like, okay,
thank you very much.
Very bizarre.
It was awesome.
It was as if they edited the show on the fly.
Right.
Like, hey, Mahomes is already here. We can cut five
some woman just started, like, some producer walked out with, like, a headset on, and you didn't see who it was. Just, like, a body walking out, handed him the thing,
handed him the award.
Ran up and gave it to him.
Yeah, like, here you go.
Here, take it.
Hey, man, I
she
like
was
your
serving
shoes.
Serving in papers or something.
Yeah, that's kind of what it was like.
And then Patrick Mahomes,
you've been served.
And then he's yelling to his mother, and he's yelling, like, Mom, and Mom's not paying attention. So he goes, hey, Randy, and she turns around and looks. It was awesome. You just love the whole family, man. They're all standing in the background having a good old time, and he's getting the award. He was wearing those purple. I thought they were really cool looking shoes. I might have to buy myself a pair of those as well.
I don't know about all that. Mahomes asked what the biggest thing is he learned from this last season.
You can't let the little things slip by. I think that's the biggest thing is we made a lot of big plays, but when it came down to the final game, we didn't make enough little plays in order to have success and to win the football game. And so you can have all the big plays and the highlights, but you have to really, really master the little things if you want to get to the Super Bowl and win it.
And he handed out his own ESPY as well, his ESPY for favorite moment of his from last season.
Yeah, I think the win we got in the playoffs was definitely my favorite moment. Just being in Arrowhead, winning a home playoff game there. They hadn't won one in a long time. And so for us to get that win there and kind of get this momentum going, I know we didn't end up getting to the Super Bowl like we wanted to, but we got that momentum to hopefully carry into this next season.
Oh, Pat. Great answer.
He called the Chiefs they, though. Uh-oh.
Well, he did say they. Okay. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Pump your Channel 9 running him off?
Take your foil hat off.
They. But he said his favorite moment was when we did it for the city.
That's right.
Come on.
That is awesome.
That laugh is fantastic.
That is really good.
That is awesome.
Hey, just caught off guard, man.
Yeah. That is awesome.
We will get some miles out of that.
No, we will not run that into the ground, will we?
Just thinking that could be the case.
Yeah, he's going to sign that. He's going to sign that $200 million contract after this season, right? And he's going to be laughing all the way to the bank. All the way to the bank.
So Mahomes wins best NFL player. Chiefs part of best game of the year.
Which Chiefs fans were celebrating that, and it was a loss.
And it was really a game about saluting first responders.
Correct.
I remember
that
the Rams, there were wildfires going on in California at that point in time. They used it as a celebration and a way to raise some money as well for first responders.
Or as Mahomes said, South Carolina.
South Carolina, that's right. Yeah.
It was really all about
my bad.
It was really all about the Rams. Yeah. But hey, he was there, Frankie and Jared Goff up on stage together.
That was awesome.
I did like Jared Goff's velvet tuxedo. I think I'm going to see if Dan can get me one of those. I need a velvet tux. I did like that a lot. So, and I'm thinking Dan can get me whatever Odell Beckham Jr. was wearing last night.
That like newsy outfit.
I didn't look for the explanation of that, but it was a
pouch.
Pouch.
Yeah. It looked like he was selling newspapers on the corner, Red Friday.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I got you. That thing. Like what? That was, he was wearing shorts and a pouch.
Yeah.
Six and ten,
he had
baby.
A backpack on backwards.
6 and 10.
I just chose to not explore any deeper as to
I didn't either. I just saw
just
that.
I'm like, okay. It's just Odell.
It was Prada. So
he's going to let it go.
Yeah, it was Prada. It was definitely Prada. Ooh. Yeah.
Coming up at 7, Channel 5 explains their decision.
Yeah.
What the internet was freaking out about yesterday.
Get my news from the internet like every other normal person under 70.
Has the whole world gone insane?
It's all fantastic with the internet.
I'm not freaking out.
Well, they have the internet on computers now.
Oh, won't somebody please think of the children?
Oh, the internet.
That is awesome.
People love it on the text line, man.
That laugh is fantastic.
Yeah.
So the U.S. women's soccer team had the victory parade yesterday. Uh-huh. In addition to being at the ESPYs and getting awards at the ESPYs, they had another quite a day, right? The parade in New York.
Yeah.
Flight across the country to L.A.
Sure.
They've been having the time of their lives.
They really have.
Celebrate this whole thing. It's been fun to watch. So as part of the parade in New York, it culminated with little podium.
Yeah, of course. Little Johnny Gomes moment.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable what they did.
Of course, the call for equal pay has been a big thing, right?
Yes.
U.S. soccer could have something to say on it.
Yeah.
The U.S. soccer president, Carlos Cordero, though, apparently isn't a big fan of the women's soccer team.
Finally, but not last, winner of the Golden Boot, the tournament's top scorer, and the Golden Ball, the best player, Megan Rapinoe.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
The head of U.S.
Who
soccer.
Who was that, like a politician?
The head of U.S. soccer.
Who?
The president of U.S. soccer.
Who was it?
Called her Megan Rapinoe.
Wait. So, come again? What was the guy's title?
The president of U.S. soccer.
The president of U.S. Yes. soccer.
Never heard of him.
Like, he's like the lording body guy thing, right?
Correct.
That would be like Roger Goodell going Marcus Mariota.
Yes, president of the United States Soccer Federation, Carlos Cordero.
And finally, but not last, winner of the Golden Boot, the tournament's top scorer, and the Golden Ball, the best player, Megan Rapinoe.
He called her Rapinoe.
No. And, like, everybody cheers.
They were kind of in the bag at that point. Yeah. They didn't really care.
But if I'm her, I get up there and go, it's Rapinoe. Thank you.
Marcus Mariota.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Not sure.
You got to be S-ing me on that one.
That's either good or bad for their case with U.S. soccer. I don't know. It's either very bad, he doesn't know who you are, or it's very good because now he has to make it up to you. I don't know.
No, it's very bad. It's a very bad look.
It's
not bad for the women. It's bad for that guy.
It's embarrassing.
That guy's a clown. Like, honestly, that's a fireable offense.
Yeah. That is awesome.
That guy should be canned.
So that's what the internet was freaking out about yesterday.
Megan Rapinoe?
Yeah, Megan Rapinoe.
You're the president of U.S. soccer, dude.
Also,
unbelievable.
Getting a bagel ain't easy.
No, it's not. Especially around here, man. You got to go to Jersey for a bagel.
And the Sugar's got some good bagels.
You go to the Northeast for a bagel, though, you got to watch out for this guy, though,
You go to Jersey, you go to New York for bagels. You can't really bagel out of the Northeast. This guy was in the Northeast.
This is bageling in the Northeast.
This is Long Island, yeah. But he also went to a bagel chain shop in the Northeast. And like in the Northeast, you go to like Bill's Bagels.
So, angry man at bagel shop.
Guy was mad, man.
You're a great woman. Why is that okay?
The great. Why is it okay for women to say, "Oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead." That's okay.
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that up? Dude. Everywhere I go, I get the same smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss.
His farts?
Father.
Dude, you want to step outside? You want to step outside? Huh?
Yeah,
I'm not standing now.
Enough.
You shut up, dude.
You shut the up.
Go ahead and attack me, Jake.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
So this guy's like on a rant about women call him short.
Well, he is short. He's like under 5 feet.
I know.
He's like,
I mean, props to this guy for like asking a dude 3 feet taller than him if he wants to step outside.
Bump chests with a dude that he's
and then he gets
having
tackled
a rant,
by that guy.
And then the second guy jumps in and tackles him.
Yeah, I was like, all right, enough of you, pal. You're disturbing the customers now.
And we did cut out, Ryan, though, the best part of that video where the gal that was shooting the video goes, I just wanted a bagel.
Yeah.
Yeah, things got a little crazy there. Yeah. There was some cursing that I didn't want
to say. So this guy gets tackled to the ground in a bagel shop. He's just like yelling at clouds, essentially.
Right.
Women in general have said it on dating sites.
Women in general. And
can we bring back the top 10 list for just today? Yeah. Top 10 things women in general have said on dating sites.
So I don't know what this guy's backstory
women
was.
Women in general have said it on dating sites.
He was obviously mad. He walked into the bagel shop. The backstory is this. He walked into the bagel shop. The girl at the counter smiled and greeted him. Hi, welcome to, you know, H&H Bagels. Would you like a bagel? And then he got mad because she smiled at him. And that's what it started
on. She bit her lip.
Because that's what they, making that up?
And smirked at him, which is apparently what he gets a lot on dating sites.
I guess. Probably you're an angry little guy, too, man. Good Lord.
And the other amazing part of this was the cops weren't called.
Now you handle yourself in New York, man. You just take care of business.
This
thing was settled. No reason to get the law involved.
The guy tackled him.
Yeah, he was escorted out by them. Everybody took care of their business. The biggest concern for me was his order. A whole wheat bagel, egg white, and a piece of Swiss. That's a weak order, man. You're going to a bagel shop, load up.
Well, plus he needs to do some growing.
Yeah.
He's an angry elf.
He's got stuff that makes him grow.
He needs to eat his veggies.
Wow. That was, angry bagel shop guy.
Get the cream cheese, man. Get a peanut butter. The egg white. Like, I eat an egg white every day, but, like, that guy didn't look fat or anything.
You think I'm making that up?
Get yourself something better on that bagel. A whole wheat bagel, first of all, wrong. Egg white, wrong.
Women in general have said it on dating sites.
Brian and Casey Moe, the latest winner. He's got $25 to Lucas Wine and Spirits. Part of Christmas in July. 610 Sports Radio, KCSP, Kansas City, WDAF, HD2, Kansas City, a radio.com sports station. It is Christmas in July.
You know Joe Pesci was trending yesterday because everybody thought this guy was Joe
Pesci. Yeah,
it was
Joe Pesci.
I thought Joe Pesci was dead at one point yesterday because he was trending, right? It was a bagel guy and then Joe Pesci.
That is awesome.
Your chance to win on a Thirsty Thursday. The next time you hear the sleigh bells, be caller 25 to 913-576-7610. You're going to win $50 to Rye on the Plaza. It is Thirsty Thursday, part of Christmas in July. All the details, 610sports.com. All right, yesterday and then dating back to 2 days ago with the drive, we played you the full 11-minute conversation, Tyreek Hill and Crystal Espinal, right?
Yep.
An original conversation that was obtained by Channel 5, mm-hmm. KCTV. They played a couple of portions of it, and that was it.
Correct.
Got us all thinking, what's on the rest of the tape? We were able to acquire the tape, got it authenticated, played you the entire 11-minute tape. You can check it out if you haven't heard it by now. On demand at 610sports.com in the on demand section. But there were questions to Channel 5 as to what, why.
Yeah, what the hell?
Why didn't
I
you
think
play
that was the question. What the hell?
Why didn't you play the whole thing? Well, they chose to address it last night.
Not on Channel 5, though.
On their KCTV 5 locker room show, which airs on Channel 62.
Which is, I guess, right? They have a locker room show. Congratulations.
Okay. Yeah. Casey Clark is the news director at Channel 5. And he was the one tasked with explaining what happened. And we decided that was the only newsworthy portion of what he had to say.
That's right, exactly. So we're moving on.
We kid. explain yourself.
That was the only newsworthy portion of us. We're moving on.
Yeah.
Nothing else to see here.
Nothing. That was it.
Thanks for the explanation, CC.
We gave you the salacious stuff of this, and the rest of it was very...
It was a lot of intimate things.
Airport conversation.
At one point, Casey was going through security.
We didn't need to hear any of that.
A lot of intimate conversation.
No, nobody needed any of that.
You suck.
Me?
No, it was directed.
So, news director Casey Clark of Channel 5... about the other portion of the tape that was newsworthy.
It's fair. We debated it a lot. I would say the biggest thing is when you listen to it in its totality, there's a lot talking about their parenting style and what happened in that tumultuous threesome. And then they go off and talk about what happened in 2014. Our feeling on it was that 2014 had been asked and answered. He pleaded guilty, and he, up to this point, had never publicly claimed anything having to do with him being falsely accused,
which is
wrongly
why it's news.
Prosecuted. He pleaded guilty. So the fact that they went off onto a tangent, and it sounds like a marital argument, it didn't have relevance to, understand some people disagree with us, but
some.
We make editorial calls every day, and that was an editorial call.
Wow, that's a bad... That's
so that was the explanation. Wow. Casey Clark, the news director at Channel 5.
Wow. I am, got to be honest with you, I am floored by that explanation. That was a terrible explanation. Well, you know, he pled guilty to it. He's never addressed it before. And we are the only people in town that have this audio of him actually addressing what went on in 2014. But he already pled guilty, so it's not news. We're moving on. What? You had an opportunity there with that tape months ago as the only news outlet in town that had that tape to say, we've got breaking news. Tyreek Hill pled guilty to this in 2014. He's never really addressed this issue before. Here's Tyreek Hill in full explaining his side to what happened in 2014 when he was arrested for domestic violence. And you chose not to and didn't think that was newsworthy because he quote unquote pled guilty to that?
You think I'm a goddamn fool?
No. It's like you newspaper people write their stories and then go down to the locker room and get quotes that fit the story that they've already written. This is what this reeks of to me. They had painted their picture already that they wanted to make Tyreek Hill look bad, so they had to find the stuff that made him look bad instead of the stuff that he's never commented on that made people question and go, huh? Maybe what happened in 2014, maybe there's more to that story. You had the audio, the only people to have that audio. You listened to that audio. He talked about 2014, didn't know he was being recorded, was very open, very, forward with what he was saying about what had happened in 2014. Whether you believe Tyreek Hill or not, that's news right there. Nobody's ever heard him speak of that before. Everybody just assumed, because of what we were told, that Tyreek Hill was this monster, right? Now you hear his side of the story, you're like, huh. Because what they say is the truth is somewhere in the middle. So why not play that and let people make their own decisions on how they feel? Wow, that's a big, big, big drop
big
of the ball there by Channel 5. That's sad. Like, I'm no journalist, but I'll tell you what, man. That's a big missed opportunity by Channel 5, too. Oh, my God, we've got audio of this guy talking about this incident. Nobody's ever heard his side of the story before. But he pled guilty, so we're not going to worry about it. Wow. That guy's job is to judge what news is. What else are we missing on?
Today in history.
Gentlemen, I'm here to help you with your history report.
Sure. Sounds important.
You know what today is?
History! What's today? October?
We're getting there. July 11th of 2019. A lot of very important things happened on this day in history, boys. Did you know that on this day in 1944, Franklin Delano Roosevelt... Franklin Rapinoe Roosevelt.
That's correct.
He announced that he'd run for a fourth term as president of the United States.
FDR. FDR.
It's good. It's good. On this day in 1895, guys, the first ever automobile race took place. It was from Paris to Bordeaux.
Was that the 24 hours of Le Mans?
It was not. This one took 48 hours and 48 minutes.
So the 48 hours.
Totally different drive.
Were people complaining of the pace of play?
Yes.
What year was this?
1895.
There were cars then?
Apparently. I didn't know that.
I thought the car was invented in like the 1930s.
By John F. Carr?
Yes. No, John A. Automobile.
I got nothing there. On this day in 1893, the first ever cultured pearl was obtained by Kokichi Mikamoto.
What year?
1893.
Do you ever open an oyster and hope there's a pearl in it?
Which makes it all the more unrealistic that Wilma Flintstone had that necklace.
That is true. That's a good point.
I mean, I know it wasn't pearls. It was just rocks because, you know, Fred was a day laborer.
Right. He was a rocksmith.
And Mr. Slate was
every
a jerk,
time
by the
I
way.
Eat raw oysters, I'm hoping there's a pearl in there. And there never is.
That would just break your teeth.
Well, you look first.
I don't look at anything I eat.
You just suck them down?
Right in the face. On this day in 2013, Orange is the New Black premiered on Netflix. You guys, big Orange.
I think
the
final season's coming up here this month.
I've never gotten into it, which is weird because there's a lot of like girl on girl stuff going on.
I've never watched it.
Not really my kind, though.
Not the.
That's not what I see on the internet. Okay.
Yeah, I've seen the show. It's not what you're looking for.
Is that like that? Is that like that show that the women like, Grey's Anatomy?
Thank you very much. I'm completely flaccid. Yeah.
What is that? Grey's, the color gray, the gray thing that they like, the women like?
Grey's Anatomy?
Don't pretend like you don't know the name of Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy. Oh. It's the other show with Grey.
50 Shades of Grey?
50 Shades of Grey. That's it.
No, this is not like that at all.
Kind of movie.
Not like that at all.
What?
It's a women's prison movie.
Yeah.
Or show.
It's not sexy. Not as sexy as you'd want it to be. On this day in 1914, Babe Ruth debuted as a pitcher for the Red Sox.
Nicely
done. He beat the Cleveland Indians 4-3 that day. And also on this day for you, in 1889, Tijuana became a city.
Ooh, cool.
Congratulations, Tijuana. Happy 85th birthday to Giorgio Armani.
How old?
85.
Yeah.
85 years young as Giorgio. Not enough people named Giorgio.
There really aren't.
Another person whose name doesn't get a lot of love. John Quincy Adams. Not enough Quincy's.
JQ Adams. JQA. Fourth president.
Former president. He would have been 252 today.
Oh, cool.
Didn't make it to it. But
John Rapinoe Adams.
Yeah.
That's right. And lastly for you, happy 45th birthday to Lil' Kim.
Lil' Kim.
I think it's still, you can still say Lil'.
I don't know. Can you?
I don't know. The album art to Hardcore got me through high school. It really did. Guess you're not a big Lil' Kim fan, I take it?
No.
You should look up the album art to Hardcore.
Okay.
It's
Wait, see, that's the problem now with all this electronic music these days. There's no album art.
If I were you.
Oh, there's still album art. They just, you have to look for
it. On your computer, Fesco, which has been tenuous at best, yeah. I would not Google hardcore on that. Okay. I just would not if I were you. That is today's edition of Today in History. Dan and OP wins $50 to Rye on the Plaza. That was the Thirsty Thursday prize. Another opportunity coming up in our next segment. And do they deserve it? We'll discuss next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.